A reading from John 3, 1-8. Now there was a man from Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit."
Well, for a few minutes, we cannot do this any justice whatsoever, but you said the other day of almost, the divine hilarity of Jesus, and that his response here is so off the wall. Nicodemus is definitely a literalist, but he seems to be serious in asking his question. But Jesus almost seems to be answering with a non sequitur. Is that just my impression? When he says, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again," which doesn't seem to be along the lines of what Nicodemus is saying.
He's pushing the discussion a bit further.
A bit.
Yeah. Well, Jesus understands the intent of people. He understands that Nicodemus is not asking an information question here. Nicodemus is pressing in for a relationship. The text says that at night he came to Jesus. Well, why? He didn't want the other Pharisees to know that he wanted more discussion with Jesus and to move the relationship a little bit further. And so Jesus, seeing that, recognizes that Nicodemus isn't asking a question to get clarity of information, but is asking a question about how do you enter into deeper relationship. And so Jesus moves to the born-again declaration.
Which is are there other translations of born-again?
One of them could be born anew or born from above. The prepositions could give open to that. But I find it interesting because if anybody takes their faith seriously, especially in the corridor of the country that we live in, people will often ask, "Are you one of those born-againers?"
Right.
Which is a hilarious line, is anyone who is a Christ follower is a born-againer. But the idea being that if you emphasize that being in relationship with Jesus Christ is, or God, being in relationship with God through Jesus Christ isn't something you assume, but it's a decision. It's a new birth. It's a fresh start. It's making a decision to follow after Jesus and allowing his life to transform you. This is what Jesus is referring to. Nicodemus, it's time to start over. You've been doing religious things. Now I want to show you how to have real relationship with God.
And then he makes a distinction. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised. You must be born again. And then he talks about the wind. You hear a sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. And I guess you could say born of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. Jesus throws a number of metaphors into the discussion, almost piling them one after another to point to the fact that this is a transaction that doesn't happen in the natural. It only happens by God's Spirit leading us into it.
And when you talked about relationship, there is an intimacy here that is so unique to the Bible itself, that you're in a room with two people in this deep conversation, unexpected conversation, but it is intensely personal and at the same time amazingly theological. So I always recommend this passage to anybody who wants to get a taste of the profundity of the Bible.